Hello. The main issue here is the representation of tenseness in Laurentian French and why tenseness entails different phonological behaviors in high versus mid vowels. Now let me skip to page 5 and dive right into the framework used in this analysis, government phonology, or GP. First, a bit of background. This analysis is couched in a recent iteration of GP, so-called GP 2.0. Phonological structure is arranged in hierarchical tree structure using X-bar theory. An example is shown on page 5. Terminal nodes of the tree, represented as X's, merge with other X's and project upwards, eventually to N's and C's. GP uses elements rather than features as the fundamental units of phonology. The two elements that are relevant to vowels are I for frontness, U for roundness. Within GP 2.0, in order to represent vowel height, we use more structure. A high vowel is represented as a vowel with less structure than a mid, and so on. This is seen on page 6. Page 7 shows the types of trees we'll be building in LF. First, notice that the nuclear head is represented as an underlined X. This head can merge with a non-head, and they project up to an X bar. The projection can then take another complement and merge further to X double bar, the highest projection possible. However, we are also allowed to embed a projection. So in the mid vowel tree, for instance, we see that a nuclear head is actually merging with a projection of a nuclear head. Again, we are allowed at most a single embedding in these trees. I've decided to label the highest projection level as N so as to simplify the graphics. Just a quick comment on page 8. Notice that high vowels form a natural class in this model based on the number of nuclear heads they have, just one, versus mids and lows, which have two each. This will become useful later on. Jumping to page 10, Puttschreger 2020 suggests that tenseness is best thought of as whether or not there is influence from outside or inside. What does this mean? Well, each non-head terminal node in the tree needs to be licensed. So, we could imagine tenseness as whether the complement of the nuclear head is licensed by that nuclear head, or the consonant head, which I represent by a cloud here. Tense vowels will have what I call internal licensing, whereas lax vowels have external licensing. On page 11, we see how this can look like for high and mid vowels. Whenever there is a following consonant, it will license the complement, like in B and D. But whenever there's no following consonant, like in A and C, the complement is licensed by the nuclear head itself. Another note, notice that the elements are written as subscripts to the nuclear head. That is the only place they can be associated to. Let's stipulate here that they must go on the lowest available head in LF. If we move to page 12, we get an idea of how vowel harmony could be characterized. In A, starting at the bottom of the tree, the complement is licensed by a following consonant. This leaves the nuclear head free to license something else. I propose that its features will percolate up the tree and be able to influence the complement of the preceding nucleus, as shown by the orange arrows. Thus, both complements are licensed externally. In B, on the other hand, the annotated head is blocked from influencing the preceding nuclear complement, as illustrated by the red arc. I propose that the fact of embedding inside another nuclear head creates a barrier that prevents the lower nuclear head from escaping. Staying on this page for another minute, we could see how this analysis could also be used to explain a sibilation of alveolar stops. In LF, T's and D's become ts and z in front of high front vowels to the exclusion of all others. If what distinguishes a high front from a mid-front is which nuclear head is annotated, upper or lower, and if the lower head is barred from escape, then we have a ready explanation as to why only high vowels can influence preceding alveolar stops in LF. I guess the take-home message of this analysis is it's a new way of approaching phonological structure which tries to be analogous to syntax and minimalism. And the specific point pushed here is that tenseness is interpreted as a licensing relationship between a vowel and some external unit. Thanks for stopping by, and I'd be happy to chat with you on Google Meet. Just follow the link in the comment section.